the dialect of Belcham Walter Essex, Mr. J. F. Pearson, 79, recorded in his home in May 1961 by Howard Bernson.
I remember one morning, boys brought you 9 gallons of beer. At 3 o'clock, one church clock struck 3. And one left over that night, that was 9:45. If I knew long enough for a day, it ought to be. And the boss said to me, he said, you don't get in bed tonight, Frank. I said, you don't see me tomorrow then. He kept teasing on me better, and when I got around again the door, he said, get in the car. He said, he drove me home. Boy, he was old rotten about you, man. He drove me right up the bells. He said, get this old bugger point. He said, oh, I drink that. He said, get him another one. I said, I never want a couple to take him in the morning. The boy had him all right. An hour left the next door, next farm, before we went to work there. And I really got back to this one. This other one got a kill cab, and he wanted to be grass high, and he ain't got any. He come in and see my boss. He said, can you let me have a truss of grass high? He said, yes, get off, Frank, to cut you one. So we went and cut it, or something. So I'll give you a job. He's going to take it on his back. I reckon I'll cut him to it. Toyed it up with a line and give him a lift wood. And how, Jim, so I got him white here. He asked the boss, and he said, do old Frank still like his beer? Yes, he said, I might want to go in the field to get the beer. He said, I'll never blame him either. We never used to take notice. He'd come in the field, because he tell you, you want a beer, go and get it. And we got the landlord, Bob, who worked with us. He used to bring it when he come. I remember one morning, we'd been sheep dipping the day before. We dipped nearly 800. And we had to leave them there till the next day before we drove them home so the dust wouldn't get in the coach. I should get dry. And we were down there at 4 o'clock. We walked and made it to Sudbury to fetch them. Well, just as said, Sudbury. And I sat on the gate there when the clock struck 5. And we got home about 9 o'clock in the morning. And I sent my mate, I said, go up and tell the boss that one of us you've dropped out, bombs at him home, so couldn't get no further port on. He come with his car and I went and fetched it. I'd got half a mile on the road, that was going to almost fall on the nose. And when he got back, he said to me, what the hell's the matter here this morning, Frank? I said, I don't know. And he got a bit of time I had a drink. I said, you're running a bit out of sheep, and you say you can't carry it with you. That's right enough, he said. Get in the car. So we both got in the car and went up. Pub, he said, get him a pint, he said, no, he'll soon be dead. I had some pints for him. We stopped there and had 2 or 3 pints. And then he drove us back, got high to him. He drove us up in the field to turn some high, shake high. And so we got to that rain. He put a half gallon in the bottle and we stood under the hedge, kind of rain.